You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor.
Hey, y'all. Just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. Look, it's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And when the pie doesn't get any bigger, but the people wanting a piece of it do, you've got to figure out a competitive advantage. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. It's everything you need from soup to nuts, cradle to grave, point A to point B, whatever point B is. Each of you has different goals. So maybe you're a new to the career realtor, or you're a super experienced pro who can't figure out that next level. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. It's designed for you before I even met you. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today we actually never get around to telling a story because we went down a rabbit hole of life and a journey with an amazing realtor human, Stephanie Martin Velez, who's in Rancho Cucamonga, California. And Stephanie's journey is probably a lot like yours, with some fits and some starts. And then finally, a little humility leads to amazing success, which she's going to tell you all about. You're going to really enjoy this conversation, and I'll see you on the other side. Stephanie Velez, I think you should tell all of my viewers and listeners who you are, how long you've been in real estate, where you practice, some of the little tiny tidbits that will give them a glimpse into your life.
Well, thank you so much, Lee. I am so excited to be on your show today. And you just have such a huge personality that's out of this world. And so for me to be on here is just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if your listeners are going to be able to handle it. No.
I mean, it's a lot because you take my energy times 10, obviously. So y'all should probably just go ahead and get on that exercise bike and start pedaling.
Yes. So this crazy business called real estate actually started in 1997. I know, I'm only 10. I'm still 10.
Right. How old were you? You were like 18 when you got your license.
I was probably about 20 in my late.
You're about
20s.
To tell me we're the same age, but I would have guessed you for being younger than me. So you've got a great hairdresser, obviously.
Yeah. So I started in 1997. Actually, it was kind of like a fluke. I ended up buying a home when I was 27 years old. And I was just like, what the heck? Only my parents buy homes. Like, how do you do that? And so I was so honored and blessed to be able to do that. And it was crazy because in that experience, I was like this home buyer expert magnet. You know, I was a buyer myself. I didn't know what to do. And so people were asking me and I'm thinking, well, can you make money doing this? And so I ended up actually dropping out of school to do real estate. And it was very interesting. I loved it. I mean, I didn't like school, but I loved being in class for real estate. And I started out as a first-time home buyer. I was very fortunate. Like, literally, I got in the business and started doing transactions right away. And then in 2006, of course, you become a real estate agent. You're like, I'm going to be a broker. It's like, and everyone's like, you don't even know what real estate is. I'm going to be a broker and I'm going to have agents and all, you know. So in 2006, I became a broker. And don't ask me what I was getting myself into because I had no clue. But I had the name broker. Isn't that so cool? I had the name broker. So I opened up a small boutique office in 2006, unbeknownst to me that we were going to be experiencing a huge bubble in the real estate. But you know what? I just had those glassy eyes and dreams of what real estate mogul, what they were going to be and look like. And so in 2007, I closed the doors because business started falling out.
Though, can we just pause there for a second and say how smart that was? Because at 2007, the ball was just starting to roll down the hill. It hadn't even picked up steam yet. So you
were actually 2008. So 2007, my office looked perfect. And I think that's one of the misnomers that a lot of people in real estate think. They're just like, oh, I can look the part. But you know you're broke. Okay, anyway, so...
that's like 99% of realtors, and we might have to go down that rabbit hole now that you have opened up the little pathway to it. So just carry on, friend. Carry on.
Yes, I mean, I looked the part. And so in 2007, I remember I got a phone call that the banks were closing. And I was like, what? You mean to tell me that bubble thing they talked about was real? And I mean, it was like crazy. But you know what's so amazing? This is like, things happen to people. And it's not, I kind of knew, like, okay, this is like your destiny for life. So I opened up this office. I had no idea what I was doing. I looked the part, act the part. But prior to that, I started doing BPOs. And I didn't even know what a BPO was. I just kind of stumbled up on it. Well, when the market crashed, someone told me, they were like, oh, you can list properties as an REO agent. I'm like, well, how do you do that? They're like, you have to do BPOs. And I was like, wait a minute. I've been doing those for like almost a year or two. So I contacted one of the asset managers and I was like, hey, you think I can do like how do you do an REO? They're like, oh, you want to do REOs? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, we'll just send you some. So I started doing REOs during that time.
And by the way, for those of y'all that are listeners to the podcast or viewers and you're not in real estate, BPO is a broker price opinion. That's the spreadsheet we fill out to tell a bank what a property is worth so they can decide if it's foreclosure time or not. REO is real estate owned. That's the real estate term for a foreclosure house. So what Stephanie is referencing here is what I like to call the soft underbelly of the market, which is the people who are not paying for their real estate and frankly have no intention to. And they exist in every market condition, whether it's 2021 where the market's on fire, or it was 2010 and the market was in the gully. So
yeah,
carry on now though, because you did talk about a piece of the business that's fascinating to others.
Yes. So I started doing REOs and it was so awesome because it literally kept me alive. But when REOs kind of like dwindled out and had an agent, he was doing REOs and I found myself doing transaction coordinating work, basically low paying administrative work, right? I'm the owner. And I was like, okay, it's time to close the doors.
This is backwards.
I can't do it. So I closed the doors and just was an independent broker for years. And then I would say 2018, I started really taking a good look at my business model and just saying, okay, is this what I want to do with my life? And I got an opportunity to start doing coaching, business coaching for my business. And literally it changed my life. So in 2020, I purchased a franchise, Next Home. Yeah, I'm excited about it, which is so crazy because I was very fortunate to already surpass my goals, financial goals in June of last year, 2020. So that allowed me to purchase the franchise and really get the office ready. So here I am again.
Now Imran's going to be all over this episode and he's going to take all the credit for your success. Imran, we know you're going to, so just go right ahead, share it.
You know what? I love him. As a matter of fact, I saw his number this morning and I was going to reach out to him to say hi. He's awesome. But yeah, I was very fortunate through the encouragement of my coach, my business coach. He introduced me to Next Home.
There, you know, we're going to tag him in that and put it on the Instagrams and all the socials.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie.
His head will be bigger than your hair. We know what's coming next.
right. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing this year. I want to say February of this year, we were officially able to open to the public. And so I have several agents that work with me. We're doing mass recruiting right now. And I'm on this show. So I'm excited about it. But yeah, that's pretty much...
We've got to go backwards on something here because first of all, you made a comment that's totally true about how realtors just don't have any money. They don't manage it very well, but we'll dig out at that in a second. But I'm more intrigued by the fact that you did what a lot of people do. They find out they can sell houses because they find out that their knowledge is attractive to the public. And obviously, you were so young as a first-time buyer that it was something people wanted what you had. And like many good salespeople, you said, well, if I can sell some houses, I may as well open an office, but it's two different skill sets altogether.
Oh, yeah.
And I do find that a lot of great realtors become brokers and then say, no, I wasn't meant for this, because it's just not where their talents lie.
Right.
So how hard was it for you to transition away from something that wasn't your best skill set? Because obviously God gives us different levels of talents. The Bible tells us that we've all got a different place in the body. So how hard is it to step back from something that frankly feeds the ego? Because how many realtors have you met? They're like, I'm a broker now.
Right.
They say it like it's the top of the heap, and it's not. It's just a different heap.
Woo, that's so true. One of the things I've learned over the years is that you definitely need a mentor. Okay, I'm just going to say every great athlete has a coach, okay? And it's expensive. I mean, good mentors are very, very expensive, but they are worth it because they save you a lot of trouble. And the thing I love about mentors is they have insight on what you overlook. I did not have a mentor when I was feeding the ego, because that's it. I'm going to be a broker and I'm going to make all this money. And it's like, but you don't even know how to sell right. Your sales are just because people, they're referrals, right? You're a referral agent. And so unfortunately, well, one thing I can say, God has always been on my side. I've always had favor in different things that I've done. He's definitely saved me many times. But what I would say is I do see that a lot of people assume the broker title, but they don't really have the skill set to manage and develop. That's the key. Develop agents. Because I had like 14 agents in my first office, and I thought I was like just the bomb.com. But some of them knew more than I did. I looked the part, but I really did not have the skill set or the experience to help them build their business. And I think that's the missing component. One thing my coach says is, Steph, you're only going to be able to duplicate yourself. And it's so true. It's like, if you as an agent don't do the work, how do you expect other people that you're leading to do the work? Most people, I feel like a preach right now.
Come on now. I'll be the amen corner. Go.
But see, I think what it is, most people want to lead because they don't want to do the hard work. They don't want to make the phone calls. They don't want to get on the phone and prospect. They don't want to reach out to people. They would much rather tell other people what to do because they've seen success in others. But I'm going to tell you, you produce who you are. You can't duplicate something you've never experienced. If you've never made six figures, how can you help somebody else to make six figures? If you've never broke the record of seven figures and up, how can you share with someone how to do that? So that's my experience. And see, I was one of those people because I just thought, hey, I got a brokerage. I'm a broker. Hey, you want to work with me? And I found myself, me and my agents, looking at each other like, girl, what are we going to do? Oh, no. What are we going to do? And so our industry is like hilarious because there's so many people that they look the part. But my question is, let me see that bankroll. Let me see that bank account. Because if you cannot show a profit or teach somebody how to do it, I would just say, stay in the realtor, the agent space, learn, develop your skills, get better at what you do. And then you have something to say to somebody and you'll make so much more money. Trust me, you will.
Okay. So why do you think it is that realtors are so bad with money? Like if you had before, why do you think we are as a profession? And if you're in the public, you need to understand that when you see realtors on social media showing their millions of dollars in sales, that's not what they make. Okay. That's the sales price of what they're selling. What Stephanie and I are talking about is what they keep at the end of the day, because that word profit that she just spit out is something that, frankly, I can't get continuing education credit from any state for a class that talks about profitability, which that drives me crazy that our governing bodies don't want the licensees to be profitable, which they should, because that would be an indicator of a good business person. But we don't talk about profit. We don't talk about how to run a successful bottom line driven business. We don't talk about budgets. Tell me why you think that is in your 20 some years of real estate. We know we can dig into the psychology of all of this, sister.
Right. I just think that it's not a fun topic because most people are in debt. They are completely over leveraged and they are saying that they're this superstar agent. That's one of the things I love about the coach that I have. Their whole philosophy is, listen, you aren't making money until you see a profit. That's the bottom line. It's not about how much you spend. Because here's the misnomer. A lot of agents, I'm just going to say it. Can I spill the beans right now?
You may as well, because this is what people tune in for. This is the non-HGTV version of real estate, the real life.
Right, right. So what most people don't know is the top agents, a lot of them pay for leads. They pay
a lot.
Thousands and thousands, and I'm just going to say it like that, a month to buy leads that make it appear that they have this huge database of people that they know. They're actually buying it. So here's the thought. Okay, so you're paying $10,000, $20,000 a month for leads, right? And then you have all this overhead when it comes to how you're trying to make yourself appear to look like you're successful. My question is, most of those agents, they have a really bad bottom line. And so what I've been taught is it's really about how much money you keep at the end of the day. It's not about, you've got to do the hard work. I mean, I can save $20,000 just getting on the phone, talking to 50, 60 people and developing relationships with people. I haven't spent a penny. All I've done is I've done the work of a salesperson. Did I say this was a sales job? I don't think, I think that's what it is, Lee.
I think you said it was a working job. I think you said people have to work.
You have to work. Yeah. See, we have this HG, like you said, HGTV, not even going to say the last one, idea that real estate is so glamorous and everyone's a $1 million agent. That is so far from, what I found out about that story? Somebody told me that was an actor. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it right there. Yeah.
I know, right? I think one of them was real. That Josh kid, he's a real realtor, and the guy with the grandmother from the original Million Dollar Agent show.
I can't remember what his last name is,
but that one is an actual realtor. The rest of them, I do think, are very good at.
So we do know that this is television, right? But the real life is that the real life scenario is that as agents, you got to do the work. You really have to talk to people. It's not about just online. Oh, I just got this great branding. And so a lot of agents, unfortunately, fall into that little hole that I really don't have to do anything. I'm an influencer. Oh, I got to tell you this. This is crazy. So I was interviewing someone and she came into my office and cute little young lady. She's like, oh, I'm getting ready to get my license. And I was like, wow, you have such great energy. Oh, that's awesome. And she was like, yes, I'm an influencer. And I was like, an influencer? We're in this business. It's not about being an influencer. It's what is your skills? I mean, can you close the sale? Do you know what to say when you're meeting and talking to someone? It's not about how cute you are, how you're dressed up. People want to know that when I trust you with the most expensive asset that I own, you will be able to sell it for me. It's not about how cute you are. And I think that's one of the misnomers that we have in real estate, that people just think they can just be cute and be successful. When we know the statistics of what first-time agents, people who are new agents, what is it? 50 to 60% of them don't make it past 3 months.
85% within 2 years. And so if you get to 2 years, 85% are out. But this is also where you're showing your medium age, like me, because we talk about the young people and the influence thing.
I say young people. I didn't mean that.
Well, I want to say the young people. Then we talk like our mothers, those young people, like they're a whole different category. But the reality is you can be an influencer in real estate if you've developed the skill muscle too. And so it's got to be both sides of the coin, because
Absolutely.
The other side is that you could be a very skilled agent with a great mentor, and if you aren't doing the work for people to know that you're there, you'll die too. So you can Absolutely. Be all fluff with no substance and die, and you can be all substance and no branding and die. You got to listen to Stephanie and have both.
You got to have both.
But it does go back to that mentor relationship. So how did you find the people who guided you along in your real estate pathway? Did you seek them out, or did you just happen to stumble across them? How did that relationship develop?
I'll be honest, I was a cheap agent coming up the ranks.
I still am. I live a cheap life. Did you have one? I can't grow it.
I didn't want to pay. I'm like, you know what? I think I could do that better. And I think most people do that. They're like, you know what? I can coach myself. Let me just listen to these tapes, okay? I'll just go on.
That's totally going to work.
I'll just go on YouTube. That's my assistant. Hi, sweetie. I'm on a podcast.
I think you should totally buy the DVDs from late night TV. Isn't that how you get successful in real estate?
Right, right. No, you just go to YouTube at university. You know what? I'll just listen to a few things. No, but what happened was for years I had heard about a specific coaching system. I'm not going to say who it is, but a specific coaching system. And I fought. I'm not paying that. That doesn't work. No way. And then in 2018, I was really at a crossroads. I was an independent broker and I was not really making a lot of money. I had recently moved back from South Orange County to the Inland Empire and my business was just pretty much all over the place. I had no business, put it that way. You know, real estate's always busy, but they don't have any business. Anyway, so I looked busy, but I had no business. Okay.
Hello. That's the quote that should be like the little Instagram caption here. You look busy, but you got no business. Stephanie says it all. I mean, isn't that the truth though? But social media has told us we're busy because you have notifications. That doesn't mean squat.
I had no business. And so I was really contemplating just going and working for someone. I was tired. I'm just like, I can't do it. And so as I was looking at this other company to just go on board and work for them, I happened to be at Citrus Valley Association of Realtors. Now, the crazy part is I've always had like just favor with different people. And my mind naturally starts to take over other people's organizations if I see there's like something not right. And so this company that I was looking at, they wanted me to open up an office in the Inland Empire. But because I didn't have the production, they were a little kind of skeptical. But they gave me a lot of favor with the regional director for Southern California. And so her and I hit it off excellent. She was a broker, the broker for Southern California. We hit it off and I started talking to her like, you know, let me introduce you to this person. Have you thought about this or whatever? And so I took her to CVAR, the Citrus Valley Association of Realtors, and we met with the president. President's my friend, and we were going to do some partnering with them, with this other company. And all of a sudden, I don't know if I can say his name. Can I say his name?
Of course. If you don't say ugly things, you can say anybody's name.
Okay, I'll say his name then. So what happened was, I'm upstairs. Now look, I looked busy, but I had no business, right? Okay. Middle of the day, I'm at the board. What are you doing at the board? You should be working, prospecting, meeting people, right? So anyway, I'm there. And so the president says to me, he says, oh yeah, we have Mike Ferry downstairs. And I said, what? No, you don't. And he says, Mike Ferry's doing a class. I'm like, no way. So anyway, I didn't have anything on my schedule that day. So because I was busy, but not busy. And so I said, yeah, let me go check him out. Well, I had seen this guy years prior. I'd seen what he does. And I was like, kind of weird. I'm not doing that. It doesn't work. So I'm sitting there. Now, this is probably 2009 when I was introduced to Mike Ferry. And here we are, 2018. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to his spiel. And he was so sweet. When I seen him before, he was kind of like arrogant a little bit. I was like, is this the same person? And I sat in the front seat and I listened to what he had to say. And he was promoting one of his events. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go. Now, the event was the following week. So, I mean, and it was in Vegas. I had no hotel, nothing. I didn't even have a ticket. But I was sitting there and it was something in me that was just like, you need to go to that. So I ended up going to the event that week for the whole week. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the missing component that I need for my business. I mean, I was like blown away. Now, I had been to his events before and I was like, okay, yeah, everybody's hoopla. And I was like, but I was at a different place at
right.
that time.
But you were the
That's
different
the key.
Ingredient.
I was different. I was different. I was hungry and I was desperate. And I was at a place where it was like, if this doesn't work, then I think I need to get a job with the state of California and have some benefits.
And, and then you would have turned into a plant nobody waters and wilted it.
Exactly.
Because you can't work for the state when you've been an employee of yourself.
I've been trying to break out of prison. That's all I could say there. But yeah. So I went to his event and I seriously had no money because I was coming back trying to get my business going. And I just felt like, you need to join coaching. You need to join coaching today. And I was like, oh my gosh, when are they going to cash the check? I have one transaction that's coming up. And the crazy part is, honest to God, I joined that coaching system. I did everything that they said on the way home from the event. This is so crazy. And I drove. I don't drive long distance, but I drove this time. A lady called me who didn't even know me and was like, I have your card. Can you list two homes for me? I did not know who this person was, honest to God. And I was like, where's the script? I mean, I'm driving like,
you're like, I guess I can. I wasn't ready for this, but okay.
They just gave me the booklet. So I knew that that was confirmation. Like, okay, you did the right thing. So when I got home, I got into the system. That month, I had 9 listings. It was crazy.
All right, so let me ask you a question, because I believe in God moments, and obviously all of the God moments are there all the time. We just don't always see them because we're not always looking for them, because sometimes you have to be desperate to see the God moments. Do you think, Stephanie, if you were like 30,000 foot view looking down at yourself, if you had not been broke out of business, one transaction left, do you think that you would have had the mindset and the willingness caused by the desperation to embrace what you were being told to do by a coach? Or did you have to have all of those impediments out of the way? So you're like, what? I have no option left. I may as well try this.
You know, it's interesting. When I look back, it was just the right moment at the right. It was like everything just kind of intersected. Seriously, like even the company that I was thinking about joining, and actually I had signed the papers, and the onboarding process was just so insanely out of order that I had a question mark, like, should I even go with this company? It was really interesting. And I had a friend who, we've known each other over 20 years, she's a broker. She kept telling me, Steph, you could do this. But I wasn't ready to hear. And I just literally stepped out on faith. I'm a person of faith, okay? I believe in God. I'm a Christian, and don't even get me started on that. And I already knew that, I knew what the Bible says, faith without works is dead. People could say they have faith, but you got to put action to that. And by the fact that when I sat there in that conference and they told me how much it was going to be for that coaching, and I was like, God, and the commitment for a year, because it was a year commitment, I was like, this is my last go round. And the other thing too is, I want to say this. For me, I've always been an entrepreneur. I came from entrepreneurs. Man, we would take anything and make a business, right? It's like, hey, that's a business. Hey, that's a business.
I am mentally a CEO here. Look at all these businesses around me.
God, something's going to work. So that part in me, even though I had not experienced the level of success that I thought I should be at that time, it was dead, but it wasn't dead. And I kept thinking, it was almost like that job thought, like, why would I go work for somebody else if I could work for myself? And it was the same thing. Why would I work for another broker if I'm a broker? It's like, just do the things that's necessary to make it happen. And
do
so
the
I had
work.
To, Just I mean, do the work.
I mean, honestly, you're going to go work a 9-to-5 where you have to do what you're told to do, or you can be the entrepreneur and do what you already know you have to do. So why do we make this so difficult? Stephanie, you just boiled it down all these years of people talking about it, all the coaching into one tiny little snippet. If people, y'all, if you will listen to what she's saying, you have to choose. You're either going to do the work for yourself or you're going to do the work for somebody else, because you got to have some cash to pay the bills, fund your lifestyle. Because hopefully the government's not going to give out free money forever, because this is a terrible path we're in right now with this. But still, there's so much. The doors are open.
Yeah, the doors are open. I think for me, the blessing has been just doing the work. It's not as hard, because it's really all mental. That's really what it is. I'm so blessed. I can tell you that, because it was a critical moment. I could have literally left and been like, I'm not paying that. I can't afford it. But I was just like, you know what? Look, this is, I'm all in to making this work. Whatever I need to do to be successful, I need help. It was like, and the crazy part is I knew more than I thought I knew. That was the interesting part. As I began to go through the steps of just being coached, I was like, oh my, it was just, I needed those critical connected points just to make it make sense. And so here I am today. I love coaching. I'm never going to stop paying for coaching because it works. For me, that was the company I use. There's so many great companies out there, but definitely I would say for me, this has been the last 2 years. No, actually 3 years, because I did so great. 2018 was like a miracle, from like barely making it to like, oh my gosh. And it's every year, it's just gone crazy, amazing. So much so last year, I mean, like I said, I had already reached my goals in June last year, 2020. And I had a lot of people like, oh, I was like, girl, I'm done. I mean, actually, I could take off, but I didn't. So.
But a lot of that's mindset driven, though. So if your mindset says there's nothing to sell, there's nothing to do, real estate's crazy, I can't do it, then you surely can't. But if your mindset is of abundance, as we know, and you think, you know what, if I just do the right things, the business will be there. So what I really want you to land on as we finish our episode here is what you're doing with that coaching knowledge that you've been receiving and drinking in and been open to for the last couple of years. Because now that you have a new franchise and a new office opportunity and you're bringing agents in, you've already said this is about developing talent. And I love that phrase, because too often in real estate, we talk about recruiting agents. Well, that's just bringing them in the door. And there's a whole different world beyond recruitment. And it's not just retention either, right? So I think we've got to rephrase the whole thing. And I love what you said about managing and developing talent, because each one of those agents that comes to you has a different set of talents. So how are you transferring your knowledge and your skills into the next generation of realtor? And what do you think is the ultimate goal in Stephanie's life?
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that. Prior to, well, when I joined the coaching system, I also, this is crazy, I also went back to school. And I,
why not? What's one more thing on your plate?
I know, right? I went back to school. My intention was actually to go to law school. And yeah, it was really interesting. I went back to school and I got my degree in organizational leadership. And so I was literally, when I finished that, I'm like, okay, the next step is I'm going to go into law school and like, let's do this thing. And what ended up happening was I had a, because I was doing well on my own, like, hey, you know, my business is growing. And the Lord spoke to me one day and he said, who are you teaching? And I was like, what? Who are you leading? And I'm like, I'm leading myself, my family, my son. I mean, that's a lot of work. Like, no, who are you leading? And I was like, when he's like, well, you didn't get the degree just to get the degree, but you need to lead. And so from that, I started looking at the franchises, and that's how I was open to Next Home. But the exciting part is that now that it's open, my office is really, believe it or not, focusing on new agents, brand new agents. And of course, those are kind of like the, they're excited of all this energy, but a lot of people don't know what to do with them because they don't know much.
And so, anything.
No, they don't. Right. That's true. And so the wonderful thing is I developed a team. They're my top producers. And the first thing is developing their mindset to just think like, you're not a top producer because you just say, but you do the activities that are necessary to top producers. And so actually, I just started my first official top producing agent class last week. So it's super excited. I have three agents that I selected to be in this inner core because I saw that they have the passion. They are superstars. When they came in, I'm like, they're going to take it to the top. I just need to show them how to get there. And so we've been using the system that I'm using. I have a specific system called Foundations from that organization, my Carrie organization, that we're going through step by step. And these agents, I'm telling you, they are rocking it. When I look at them, I'm like, man, I see that fire in their eye like I had when I first got into the business. And they're actually doing transactions. And I'm just so proud of this group. But they're my top producing agents. And that's my goal. My goal is to, I'm not looking for everybody. I'm not looking for the most agents. I'm looking for people that they understand sales. They're coachable. They're willing to look and listen. And they're willing to dream. That's one of the things people don't dream. They say, but they really don't dream. You know, because I believe that when we see it in our mind, it's already done. When we see it and we have the end in mind, all we need to do is just walk through the steps. And so these particular agents that I have, I'm just excited to add to the group as new agents come in. But I'm really looking just to create and develop top producing agents, production-based agents. I know nobody likes that word. So we have minimum standards here.
I think you were also going to say profitable production-based agents.
Production-based agents, realtors. So yeah, so I'm very strict with the expectations on the agents that come here. My job is to make them top agents. And the only way I can do that is to have minimum requirements and standards. And for those that they can't take it, it's okay. It's just not a fit for our culture. But so that's my goal is to really develop the agents into being top producers. Because if I can do it, I know that they can.
Okay, so I feel like you and I probably could talk for about 4 hours about 1,000 different things, but we do have to close this episode up, and we didn't even tell crazy stories, so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you I'll have you back for another episode in the future so we can hear how the club is going profitable top producing.
And the crazy stories, right?
So, Stephanie, if anybody's looking for somebody to follow, to emulate, obviously they want to come learn from you because you've got I love how you're not afraid to say, this worked, this didn't work, I've been here, because you are none of the veneer, you are all of the transparency, and that's what people really are looking for in today's world. So if they need somebody amazing, how can they find you in Southern California?
Well, you can go to our website, which is nhchampionelite.com. It is a Nancy H as in home, championelite.com. I'm on Facebook under Stephanie Martin Velez. Our office is there, Next Home Champion Elite in Rancho Cucamonga. Do you want me to leave a number? I don't know what else to say.
It's okay. Even if you told the number, nobody writes it down.
So I know they
put
don't.
It in the show notes for the episode, because I know my listeners and my viewers, I love y'all. It's all written in the show notes. And you're just going to go click, and you'll click to follow Stephanie on social.
Yeah.
You'll click to go to her website if you need an amazing realtor, or if you're a realtor in Rancho Cucamonga or Glendora and you need somebody to give you some guidance, or if you just want to call her and say, hey, you're welcome to do that too. But Stephanie, I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing a little bit about your journey, because to me, HGTV is missing out on opportunity to really show the beauties of real estate when they don't show journeys instead of showing actors. But anyway, we'll talk about that.
Maybe we need to get them a call. They need a little bit of the real part of real estate, right?
Exactly. We have to start our own network, though, because I don't know that any of the current networks can handle realtors. We're very special.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a crazy show. Like the things that really happen. Okay.
Yeah, the real life. Forget the Real Housewives, the real realtors.
Exactly. Real, you know what? That's a good show. Real realtors California.
All right, so whoever's listening to this, we just trademarked it. Don't steal it from us. We're claiming it.
That would be such an awesome show. See, entrepreneur. Always thinking.
And plus, you know, you're way cuter than Oprah. And so I think you should take over the talk show network, because your energy is infectious. And I love that.
Thank you.
Positive energy in my life.
Yay. Well, I'm here for you.
All right, friends. So go connect with Stephanie through the show notes. Make sure that you click 5 stars, leave a review, come back and visit us again here on Crazy Shit in Real Estate, because you get to meet amazing humans, and we'll see you next time around.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown, or tweet me at Lee Brown, or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally won't just subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.